This is a question. Could you please talk again on the difference between compassion and loving kindness? I'm wondering whether the person who asked this question is asking me how to hold them as ideals, and if there's any difference in the way one would hold them as ideals or as teachers, or whether there's any difference in practice. So I'll try to address all of that. I think at the simplest level that compassion is a training of the mind. It's a way of being that is constantly confronted. It's a very refining way of being, and that the process of being refined in compassion for others is actually the route towards emotional maturity and also what in some traditions is called spiritual enlightenment. That is, until we can both empathically imagine someone else's reality and even more give it the same weight of value that we give to our own, until we reach that point, we are probably locked into some version of self-referencing and even selfishness that we could eventually be liberated from. Yeah. Now, what I'm suggesting here is really pretty hard. The very notion that you could have as much compassion for your neighbor as yourself, or for your neighbor's family as for your own family, is very confronting, because there's a part of our psyche, a human psyche, that is not only highly defended, but is defended in such a way that tribal thinking comes very naturally to our human family, doesn't it? Defensive, tribal, offensive thinking. And we have a great deal of it in our world, but just not just outside our own, you know, tidy, civilized, middle-class worlds, but everywhere. And it's manifested through our prejudices and our stereotyping and our dehumanizing and our little violences. Yeah? All of that shows an absence of understanding of compassion. You know, there's a great expression that it's sort of, you know, attributed to the Buddhists, but really it comes from everywhere. If you won't practice compassion towards your enemy, then towards whom will you practice it? In other words, it's not that hard to be compassionate to the people that we love. Sometimes it's very hard, but generally speaking, the more we love them, the more inclined to compassion we are. So it's a good measure of what our feelings are. So that brings us, that's karuna, compassion. And so that brings us to loving kindness. And as I mentioned in that teaching that I referred to yesterday in the section from the Universal Heart, where the Buddhist teacher Bodhi was making a distinction between compassion and loving kindness. Loving kindness, in a way, is very grounding, because loving kindness is the practice, I think. It's the exemplification of the compassion that we would like to have in our hearts, but we don't always. On the other hand, what we can always have is at least some version of loving kindness, which is why I wrote a little book called Everyday Kindness. And, you know, His Holiness, and I put this quote at the front of that book, "Be kind whenever possible, it is always possible." But we don't feel like it's always possible. And we're very accustomed to being ruled by our feelings. I don't feel like being kind to you. Actually, I feel justified in not being kind to you because you're rather an unpleasant person. Or I'm exhausted. My well of human kindness is quite dry. I ran out of it a couple of decades ago. Yeah. So we make excuses to ourselves all of the time, because even though loving kindness is less confronting than compassion, and in a way more grounded and more approachable, you know, so we exhibit loving kindness, for example, through respect. Even when we can't respect the person's opinions, we have at least a remnant, tattered as it may be, of respect for them as a person. Or we have a respect for their gift of life. So, for example, that means that we could never justify the ending of a life, either by a government or an individual. We could, however, I think, justify incarceration if it's of greater kindness to the larger society. We cannot ever justify death. Or I think profound exiling, like we're doing to our asylum seekers. We can never justify that with any notion of even civility. Never mind loving kindness or respect for the right of the person to be alive. So this has actually got really profound implications, from the most ordinary moments of life to the really vast ethical questions that we face as communities. So just to finish, I would say that compassion is the context within which we will flourish. Compassion is the context within which we will flourish. Without evoking compassion and what it teaches us, we will not flourish. The Sufis have a beautiful image that they use of the heart with two wings, and one of the wings is compassion and the other wing is wisdom, because it's no point just being compassionate. We also need to have some wisdom as to how we express it. I love that. I love that picture with the Sufis, that yes, the heart, but they would say the heart has wings, the wings of compassion and the wings of insight, wisdom. Yeah? And we need both. Otherwise, there's no way we can fly. And then loving kindness is our daily practice, including loving kindness to ourselves.
And to animals?
And?
To animals?
Oh, to all beings.
So the live cattle export?
Yes, yes.
Is wrong.
Yes. 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 And we all have our callings with this. We can't pay attention to every single issue because there are so many. So honour what you feel called to. Really honour what you feel called to. Because if we feel we have to attend to everything, honestly, it is so overwhelming and so exhausting. So really value what you can do. That's a loving kindness in and of itself. To value what you can do and not allow yourself to be overwhelmed by the needs of the world. They can feel overwhelming. So one person's issue is not necessarily another's. But those of us who have a voice and can speak for the voiceless, that is a profound loving kindness. And we all have a voice. We all have a voice. Some of us have a public voice, some of us have a less public voice, but we all have a voice. We really do. We really do. Is there anything you would like me to answer more precisely about? There's no difference between compassion and loving kindness. There are different expressions. And maybe a somewhat different emphasis. But even that could change through the course of your life. Loving kindness and compassion could speak to you at very different times, according to the needs that are immediately in front of you in your life. Sometimes it is actually compassion that we must call on most profoundly, particularly when we're having to do something that would normally disgust us, or we would just say is impossible, is too hard. And then we have to call upon compassion, not for whoever else is involved, but also for ourselves. even for our imperfection in rising to this. Or for asking the help for the help that's needed. And that's what brings us even more deeply into the state of interbeing that I referred to. Compassion is an expression of our interbeing and our need to receive as well as to ask for. The winds of God's grace. How are they manifested? Often, more often than anything, through the kindness of someone else. And we never know when our kindness expresses the winds of God's grace. Do any of you have a question around that? Have I made it clear, Hilary? Mm-hmm. Om Shakti. Thank you for that very good question.